This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A search for an Indonesian submarine that went missing with 53 people on board continued today after rescuers found an oil spill near where the vessel dived and as neighboring countries pledged to help. A Navy spokesman said the 44-year-old submarine was conducting a torpedo drill in waters north of the island of Bali on Wednesday, but failed to relay the results as expected. The Defense Ministry said two Navy vessels with sonar capability have been deployed to assist in the search. Australia, Singapore, and India have accepted Indonesia's call for help. U.S. President Joe Biden announced new steps to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations, including tax credits for employers who give workers paid time off to get their shot. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and the president is celebrating reaching his latest goal of 200 million shots administered in his first 100 days. Demand for shots is now a bigger issue than supply, as fewer people seek shots in several parts of the United States. An inspection by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration found problems at a factory manufacturing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The FDA found the factory in Baltimore, Maryland was dirty, did not follow proper manufacturing procedures, and had poorly trained staff. The FDA released a statement in a 13-page report detailing the findings from its recent inspection of the now idle Emergent Bioscience factory. Both Emergent and J&J say they're working to fix the problems as quickly as possible. Fire